Several arrests have been made following the burning of at least 7 churches in northern Nigeria's Jigawa state by a mob protesting the death of a Muslim driver at the hands of traffic police last month. The spokesperson for Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Teresa Malinkowska, told us the arrests are a welcome sign the state government is taking the problem of mob violence seriously.
The story goes that the driver failed to stop when he was ordered to do so by police on the 20th of February and was put in hospital and severely assaulted by a traffic policeman. Now, the driver died from his injuries the following evening, and in response, in retaliation to this, a mob attacked a police station, and then after they unsuccessfully attacked this police station, directed their anger at local churches. Now, the problem with this is it's not a clear-cut case. A lot of these targets of churches are to do with just a kind of tension that's going on between this certain sect of Muslims in the area and the Christian community, and that's particularly in northern and central Nigeria this goes on. And it's literally just an incident has happened and it's sparked a violent outburst, which is part of retaliation for earlier violence between Christians and Muslims. And in fact, the evidence for this is that an Anglican bishop called Yusuf Lamu told Christian Solidarity Worldwide that an Anglican church had recently been renovated following an earlier bout of violence and was due for rededication in April. And he said that the churches were targeted without real cause. So he said they just view the church as the enemy, and it's not that the church has actually done anything. Fortunately, this time, no one has died and the tensions are over, but we do need to pray for these Christians here. And actually, the chairman of the Christian Association of Nigeria, Dr. Ibrahim Demina, has said, you know, please continue to pray for us.